You're listening to Coast Community Radio, KMUN, Astoria 91.9 FM, KTCB Tillamook 89.5 FM, and streaming on the web at coastradio.org. You can also listen to us on your mobile device using the TuneIn app.
And for the weather, tonight it's mostly cloudy, a 20% chance of rain after midnight, patchy fog after midnight, lows around 50. Monday's weather is going to be rain, highs around 55, south wind 10 to 15 miles per hour, except south wind 15 to 25 miles per hour with gusts to 35 miles per hour near beaches and headlands. Welcome to the first radio show of the year, my friends, my boys, and not boys.
Considering we have a female in the studio with us.
How are you doing today, Astronomus?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing absolutely fantastic.
Oh, I'm doing amazing. Honestly, I'm a little jittery due to the weather. It was very exciting.
I think we're all
not
a little
nervous,
bit jittery.
But excited.
Well, we're hopped up on tea currently.
Yeah. Well, I love the weather. I used to watch the Weather Channel, like, nonstop, honestly.
Did you?
Yeah, this is not a joke.
That explains a lot. That's explaining the type of person you are.
Yeah, well.
Don't you sometimes have dreams about the weather?
Yeah. Yeah.
I've heard you talk a little bit about that.
I have dreams about the weather, and I have dreams about infomercials. I also have dreams about just talking, like, people talking. It's kind of weird.
That sounds like fun dreams.
They're really boring, honestly, because they're, like, in real time.
Remember that one time you were doing the weather? You were doing fake weather out in the field,
and I died.
And then you died? That was a funny bit.
That wasn't real,
by the way.
Yeah, if anyone, longtime listeners, that was not real. I did not die.
Gabe didn't die, which, thank the Lord. I'm so glad you didn't die, Gabe. I love you to pieces, man.
Thanks, Dylan. Well, I hope you like my music taste, because guess what? You're going to listen to it right now. I'm gonna play a set for y'all coming up soon. I think we're gonna just start it off like right about now. We're starting off with Tempo Rex Numbers. So here we go.
Thank you.
that was Temporex Numbers, followed by Donut AD Marching Band, followed by Donut AD Geisha Making Friends with a Gamer, followed by MF Doom Supervillain Theme, followed by Garbo Sometime or Untitled in parentheses Demo Sometimes I Fall Apart, also by Garbo. And the whole set was ended off with Feeling of 5 AM, Taco Core with a P, like C-O-R-P. Anyways, those were all of those minus MF Doom are artists I found on SoundCloud who I really liked their work, and I wanted to show them off to Astoria, Oregon. They're not all from around here. They're Feeling of 5 AM is Toronto based. Garbo's I shouldn't say because I've forgotten. Sorry. But they're from all over the place. Different levels of like corporatization. Temporex has like an actual label, I think. Anyways, Dylan, how are you doing?
Different you're levels of corporatization.
Yeah, you're just staring
I'm
at me.
I'm staring you down. This is a good little spiel, I think.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Different levels of corporatization.
Yeah. Like, Donut AD, I'm pretty sure.
Well, they
sure.
started from the bottom.
Yeah.
And now we're at the top. Just okay. Like us. Yeah. I started out as a big nobody, and now I'm on the radio.
Okay.
And I'm eternally grateful for everyone who listens to us, and I'd just like to say thank you. Thank you, Mom. Thank you, Grandma. Thank you, listeners.
Astronomers, do you have anyone
Thank you, Astronomers.
Do you have anyone to thank?
Yeah, just like the people who listen and my friends who watch my Snapchats of me on the radio.
Thank you, Snapchat.
Not sponsored.
Okay. What a horn that I'm hearing in my headphones right now.
Anyways, I hear you have a teen talk coming up.
Yes, and in my teen talk, I have my friend Lena joining me on it.
Is that Lena Humphrey?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. You want to get right into that right here and now?
Yeah, let's go.
Lena Humphrey.
Yeah, hey, hey. Here we are. Looking through my piggy bank, trying to find a dime. Instead, I found KMU 91.9. Give a listen, yeah, it's time. It's teen talk, yeah, it's teen talk time. Hey. Hi, I'm Shauna Stray.
I'm Lena Humphrey.
And you're listening to
Teen Talk.
Today, we are discussing our favorite hobbies. So, Lena, what are some of your favorite hobbies?
I am in the jazz choir at Astoria High School, and it is called Port City. We do 3 performances a year with the rest of the choirs, including the middle school choirs and the 2 high school choirs.
I also do a music class at the high school. I'm in band class. I play the alto saxophone. And I really enjoy playing it. Other musical things, such as I like to write my own songs and rap. I also play the keyboard. So, Lena, do you do any sports?
Yeah, I do. I do soccer, archery, and golf. I joined soccer last year, and I think I'm going to do it again next year. I used to play when I was way younger. I started when I was 6 and stopped when I was 10 and moved here. And I also do archery through 4-H.
I am also in 4-H. I'm in the Young Entrepreneurs Club, and one thing that I did for my product at the Sunday market was beading. I like to make sun catchers and evil eyes. They're really fun to make, and I get to choose the patterns and the kind of beads that I want on my sun catcher or evil eye. So that's something I do in 4-H. Also, I'm in the Leadership Club.
I'm also in the Leadership Club. The club does a lot of things such as community service, and we run some of the 4-H events. This next year, we are working on a lot of things. We are going to be practicing line dancing to teach at the Super Saturday event that we have, which is basically where the clubs themselves give classes to the rest of the 4-H members, depending on what those 4-H members sign up for. And if those members decide to sign up for line dancing, we give them a class on how to line dance. After that, we are going to be doing a food drive on February 3rd at Safeway in Astoria. We are doing 2 bingo nights this year. We also do a camp every year together. This year, we are doing an escape room, which I'm very much looking forward to.
I'm definitely looking forward to the line dancing because I love to dance. That's one of my main hobbies that I do all the time. I take hip-hop and jazz class.
We've been talking about hobbies on Teen Talk.
This is Astronomist Ray.
And Lena Humphrey.
And thanks for tuning into
Teen Talk
on Coast Community Radio.
Hi, I'm Ryan Breitmeyer.
If you're one of us, then roll with us, cause we make the hipsters fall in love when we got our hot pants on and up. And yes, of course we does. We run in this town just like a club. And no, you don't wanna mess with us. Got Jesus on my necklace.
Listen, baby girl, I ain't got a motorboat, but I can float your boat. So listen, baby girl, once you get a dose of dough, you gon' want some more. So listen, baby girl, when I make it, I want you there, I want you there, yeah.
The sun goes down, the stars come out, and all that counts is here and now. My universe will never be the same. I'm glad you came, I'm glad you came.
All right, that was Kesha, We Are Who We Are, and The Way I Are by Timbaland, and Glad You Came by The Wanted. And that was my little teen throwback set. So I hope you guys enjoyed those throwbacks from, like, 2011, 2008.
It makes me feel old.
Yeah.
2011 was a long time ago.
Made me feel young again.
Made me feel young again, too. I was dancing in the studio for all the listeners out there. I'm just dancing to keep the energy rolling.
Most of the time, we all were.
Most of the time, Dylan is dancing no matter what the genre of music is.
Most of the time, it doesn't even matter if there's music. I'm just dancing.
Well, yeah, he's just kind of a dancing soul.
I'm dancing during the Underwriter. I'm dancing during the... I'm just dancing at every interval possible.
It's a kind of impressive feat. I mean, like, it's a lot of dancing. I don't know how he gets tired. Doesn't get tired.
I do, but you just keep going. And then every next time, you just dance a little bit farther.
Yeah.
So, we got some more music coming up. We got,
I don't know.
Are you questioning my orders, Gabe? Gabe, you will play what... Okay, what?
Okay, I'll play what you want me to play you.
What is next? Do we got,
It's you. I was just making a joke, honestly.
But, Gabe, you're ruining my flow. I am on the mic. Gabe, I'm the MC. Do we have something else to play?
No. Well, I mean, just play your music.
Hey, man. If you want to play that first, you know, I'm down. And I'm down with that. But, no, we'll play some Carnival Fever straight from Jamaica. And the first song we got coming up off that is Black Man Come Out to Party.
Yeah. Big good song.
Big up.
Big up. Playing right now.
Deal.
small change, give me big money, wine. Dollar, 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 dollar.
Everybody, welcome to KYR and Coast Community Radio. Welcome back. That was Carnival Fever, the album. Byron Lee and the Dragonaires is the artist, and that last song you heard was Dollar Wine, personal favorite of mine. Well, that's not part of the song title, but is it definitely a personal favorite. Lady Teaser and Black Man Come Out to Party are the three songs I just played, and I'm gonna have a fantastic time. I'm just doing great.
So am I.
I just can't let the pressure totally break me, take control of me.
I saw you dance it all out.
I know. I'm just dancing. It's just a dance party. I think we're playing some real bangers.
Well, like, you were dancing during the teen throwback, but then you were, like, dancing during the last block.
It just escalates.
Are you going to dance during Nerd News coming up next?
I'll dance during Nerd News coming up next.
Okay. I'm watching you, Dylan.
Nerd News by
Donovan Burns.
Thank you.
Legend.
The man, the myth, the legend. Or is it a man?
I think this is the second Nerd News installment. Second or third?
Yeah, he's doing great on them.
Cool.
Really,
I really appreciate
Nerd
it.
Nerd News.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then after Nerd News, we have a random song.
Random song. Chose from the KMUN studio
via
massive
Dice.
Music library from Dice.
It's a long process.
Just a big dice roll.
And then after that...
Life's a gamble.
Yes, life is a gamble. After that, we have Ryan with a new story.
Is it the second part of his other story, or is it a totally new story? I think it's totally
sure.
new,
but
I could be wrong.
We will find out when it plays.
We will.
Anyways,
right. Let's get into Nerd News,
Nerd News
by Donovan.
Nerd, 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 nerd news. Hello and welcome back to Nerd News. Coming up next month on the 6th, we have the remake of Shadow of the Colossus. Shadow of the Colossus is a fantasy role-playing game where you, the player, have to hunt down gigantic stone creatures to save a mysterious woman. Almost all of the story in Shadow of the Colossus is vague. The version that will be released next month is a replica made from scratch. It's been remade so that it will be able to be played on the PlayStation 4. That's all the nerd news for this month. Goodbye.
Most times the laughter sure beats crying. Bad times don't exist, 'cause then you and I would no longer need to worry. I pack my bags and my belongings, skip town in a flash, never think of looking back again. Don't think too long, I'm getting anxious, and maybe moving on so quick you never even know that I left you. And this train is bored around September, a good time sure to come, so hop on board with us, lay back and enjoy the ride. It's getting closer to the time for our departure. Something burning deep inside within, and I know there's something waiting in the end for both of us, but a chance like this may never come our way again.
To my story, Trial of the Heart. Life is unpredictable. It can go any direction, leaving a lot of people in the dirt and dust of the earth. But there are a few that leave the dirt and rubble behind, and thrive because of it. They are lucky. Most of them know that they are lucky and act like a thorn in another person's skin, digging its way in, only to infect their life with pain and sorrow. Some of them, however, are like a benevolent unicorn prancing through the forest, and gracing people with joy and delight wherever they step. Flint and Elizabeth Quill, with their son Samuel, are an example of that benevolence. Flint is the owner of a construction company called Quill Construction in the year 2020. He makes all the business decisions and does a lot of heavy lifting along with his men. This company is one of the best in the entire state of California, doing work from San Francisco all the way down to Los Angeles. Of course, with all that distance, there are multiple locations for the business to thrive. As for his wife, Elizabeth, she works at home making business and social media decisions for the fashion company called Fan Fashion. This company works all over the U.S., creating all sorts of clothing, from suits and dresses to hats and shoes. Almost half of the clothes are steampunk-orientated, but they also do wedding clothes, business suits, and other things. Samuel is a 14-year-old boy that goes to Marina Middle School in San Francisco as an 8th grader. He is fast for his age, being one of the MVPs on the track and field team. He is a big fan of history and English, but also solves most math questions at blazing speeds. The students and teachers say he should be in high school as a senior with his knowledge and athleticism. He is popular, and he is lucky. The family's luck is about to run out, however, because of a debate at the Quill Construction main office. Flint wanted to meet with the managers of the other locations. One of the managers, Dakota Herring, suggested to Flint that he should retire and let one of the other managers take over. Dakota was a bit of a sociopath, not really an extreme case of it, but he has a bad sense of right and wrong. He also can't seem to understand or share another person's feelings. Flint had already told him before that it wasn't going to happen unless he got badly injured or if he was at an old age. But Herring constantly bugged him with the same question, so he finally decided to fire him from the company. Herring got angry and spiteful and stormed out of the building in a fit of rage. Later that night, Flint came home from work. He looked around the room, expecting his wife or son to be there to greet him like usual. But the lights were off, and nobody was around. "Hello?" Flint called out throughout the house, but there was no response. He looked around to see if maybe they had just wandered off to bed early. He checked the bedrooms, but to no avail. He looked in the kitchen next, where Elizabeth would usually be cooking dinner. That's when he found Dakota over his wife's body, with a blood-stained knife. He had murdered her in cold blood, and waited there for Flint's reaction. His son Samuel was nowhere to be found because he had just called his mother, telling her that he was going to spend the night at Flint's house. It was not a good sight to see. There was blood all over the floor, and even a couple of splatters on the wall. It was horrid to Flint. For the first time in his life, he felt a rage. It was a rage fueled by the power of 1,000 suns. But he couldn't move. He was shocked, heartbroken, distraught. But he couldn't move to run to her side, and he couldn't give chase to the villainous scum when he jumped through the window. When Flint finally came to his senses, he realized he had to move. He ran to the phone to call the police, hoping that they would give chase to Herring. Flint had so much adrenaline running through him that he didn't even hear the door break in. An officer chased him to the ground before he could reach for the phone, and Flint was sent off to the police station, while the other officers tried to find out what happened at the Quill residence. This has been Ryan Breitmeyer from KAYR, and that was my prologue for Trial of the Heart.
You are tuning to KYR on Coast Community Radio, the Astoria Youth Radio Program. I hope you enjoyed our show. It's nearing the top of the hour, and I gotta say thank you for all the listeners. Thank you to everyone who contributes to us, and that's about all I have to say.
Yep, thank you so much. We're gonna play one last song. We're gonna play.
What was the random song we played?
Oh, the random song we played was Feed the Kitty off the album. Or the band is Feed the Kitty. The album is Songs from the Whiskey Well. And the song is Anxiety. It's the second song on the CD. Anyways, up next, we're gonna play Blade Runner Blues from the first Blade Runner movie.
We're getting some diverse music here.
Heck yeah.
Anyways, thank you to everybody. We're signing off.